Imagine, you're walking to class and suddenly you feel a moisture between your legs. You started your period with nothing to control the bleeding. You panic and question whether you should run home to grab a tampon or sit through class praying you don't bleed through your jeans.
You have to go to the nurse's office, and if you don't, then you just don't have any unless you carry them yourself, which luckily for me, I'm able to carry them myself, but I know that there is other students that aren't able to, which kind of sucks.
While Pullman Public Schools provide essential resources for education, food, and counseling, one key necessity is missing: feminine hygiene products. At Washington State University, Amy Sharp runs an all-donation-based pantry that provides various life necessities, including feminine hygiene products. Sharp, director of Rosario's Place, said it would be impossible to provide these items without donations or volunteer drives.
We haven't really bought any of those things, so it's really dependent upon who wants to volunteer their time to collect some of that. What's been nice to be able to tell students, I was a part of the committee that supported ASWSU in getting free pads and tampons in the Cub building.
Donations of feminine hygiene products are welcomed in Pullman Public Schools because of the price of tampons and pads that often exceed the school nurse's budget. At Lincoln Middle School, Nurse Mary Slopes orders tampons and pads for both the middle and high schools when supplies run low.
I think administration tries to do what they can for the nurse's budget, but there are more schools than there are nurses, so we're spread a little bit thin that way, and I'm not sure exactly when that will change, but it'll be good.
In Washington, a box of tampons could cost up to $12, including tax. To some menstruators, the cost can force students to choose between a meal and proper hygiene. A Washington State certified nurse, midwife, and advanced registered nurse practitioner, Ann Wheatley, said if menstruators put off changing their hygiene products, it could lead to bacterial infections. She recommends changing products every 2 to 4 hours. In the Pullman community, providing feminine hygiene products that are affordable and available to menstruators is important for those to practice proper hygiene. With Morrow News Service, this is Lindsay Jensen and Carissa Slater. Feel free to read more about our period report at periodreport.weebly.com.